Hey everyone, Josh here. Quick question for you. Do you like coffee? Even more important question, do you like fresh coffee? Coffee that's roasted to order and doesn't taste like the bottom of your kitchen oven? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to head over to MaquanoCoffee.com and get yourself some of the best coffee there is to get. Whether you like the light roast or the dark roast, or you're feeling a little whimsical and you want to get that sample pack, Maquano Coffee Roasters has everything you need. And just when you thought this couldn't get any sweeter, make sure to use the promo code REFORMATORY to get 20% off all bagged coffee. Do yourself a favor and stop drinking bad coffee, because you know what? Life's too short for that. Head on over to MaquanoCoffee.com and use the promo code REFORMATORY to get 20% off all bagged coffee. You will not regret it. Thanks, and now on to the show.
What do you got for me?
What's wrong with you people?
I got nothing for you.
What's wrong?
Benediction right there. That was so good.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to The Reformatory, the podcast for the local church and by the local church, and we are your local churchmen. My name is Josh, and I'm here, as always, with the man behind the mask. And by the mask, I mean the beard. Captain Jack Barry.
I'm more like the guy in the chair.
You're the
I don't know.
That's fair.
I'm more like maybe a
That
net,
also works.
I guess,
there's no shame now in being the guy in the chair.
It's true.
I mean, yeah.
It's true.
Every Batman needs his Oracle, which in this case would mean that you're Barbara Gordon in a wheelchair. But let's not. That's deep cut, people. Deep cut.
That is deep cut.
That's deep cut.
That's
let's
super
not go
deep
too
cut.
Far with the analogy. Right?
Yeah. That's super deep cut.
Jack, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. Yeah, let's see. We're finishing up 2 Samuel for our summer series, and we've just gone through like the whole Amnon and Absalom stuff.
Ooh.
Just really hard.
Ouch.
Stuff, hard texts. I mean, it was really good. It was good to an extent of like how our guys were looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're just really hard texts to tackle.
Sure.
But That's the thing about preaching, dude. You don't get easy stuff.
It's
you got to take the hard with the good.
Well,
you can't just...
that's what you get when you preach exegetically, right?
Yeah,
exposition. Like those topical preachers, man.
Yeah.
They don't have got to touch that hard
yeah.
stuff. They can go
yeah.
easy all day long. But if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing most of the time, then yeah,
yeah, exactly. So went through that.
Gosh, what else?
Just work stuff and everything along those lines. So,
oh yeah,
but yeah,
yeah, yep. It is. I can sense fall. Fall is on the horizon.
Yeah,
fall is coming. It has been a rainy couple days, and anytime
yeah.
I get like a couple rainy days in a row, I start getting into that zone. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say I go full pumpkin spice white girl, but I get like this year more than any other year, perhaps, Jack. I understand the draw. I understand the pull. Like, I'm feeling fall this year. I really am. I am done with summer.
Fall.
I'm feeling it, man.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to go get my own like puffy vest and Han Solo boots.
Oh man.
Like, I'm telling you, man. Like, I get it. No, with me it's just it's flip-flops with jeans and then a flannel. That's the P&W look right there. Or those
Dang.
Or cargo shorts. You get those cargo shorts. We're going full P-dub. Full P&W.
Yeah, I'm mostly err on flannels, but I mean,
yeah.
that's just me.
Flannels are
so.
Where it's at. Flannels
yeah.
are where it's at. Jack, we got a fun topic to
mm-hmm.
talk about today, which I'm looking forward to, because I feel like it's just been a lot of heavier stuff recently, and everywhere you look, it just seems to be heavy mm-hmm. stuff. We're going to talk about fun stuff today.
Yeah.
I want the next couple eps to be fun, especially when we're leading into I mean, we're gonna be, this drops in, I think, will it be September when this drops?
No, it won't still be August.
Still be August. Dang it.
September is like next week.
That's true. That's true. But we're close. Leading up to next month.
Yeah, next Lord's Day is September 1st.
Now we're talking. But Jack, so, before we hop into our topic today, my friend, why don't you please give us the Reformatory Cigar of the Week. What do you got for us?
Yes. So this is the last cigar in our August is for AJ. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. I'm thinking about this.
Okay.
I usually would say stuff like this on the podluck.
Okay.
But I feel like September needs to be for Southern Draw this year.
Dude. See, that just means bummer. That just means I got to go get some Southern Draw stuff.
Yeah. Lately I haven't smoked Southern Draw a lot, and I feel like we need to revisit that for September.
Oh, agreed.
So, yeah. But before we get into September is for Southern Draw, we have to finish up our August is for AJ Fernandez.
Yeah.
And this one is surprisingly a last good pick. So this is the cigar I'm kind of recommending here is the Enclave Broadleaf Churchill.
There we go.
So this cigar was rated number 19 out of 25 cigars by Cigar Aficionado for 2019. So it is it's pretty up there. I think this was an early release too, because they released it in 2020, but Cigar Aficionado reviewed it in an early way to like pump it up.
Okay.
So this is an interesting cigar. So this is basically, it's almost a Nicaraguan Puro. Okay. The filler and the binder are Nicaraguan. The wrapper is the only thing that isn't. It's Connecticut Broadleaf. Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to get, I would say this is a very savory, sweet cigar. So you're going to get a lot of kind of like savory notes at first, and then it's going to kind of morph in to more of a sweeter cigar on the back end. And a lot of people are saying like, it kind of has this like notes of dark and milk chocolate at time and like vanilla almost.
Mm.
So very interesting cigar. I've smoked different Enclaves before, and they're pretty consistent with flavor profile and everything like that. I've smoked this one a while back. It's been a hot minute, but okay, now that the review came up, it's like, oh yeah, that did kind of taste that way too. Josh, I always do this to you.
I know. I haven't done well what? This month. This month's what? Been bad.
What do you think the MSRP is on this bad boy?
Okay, I have consistently been over. I've consistently been over, so I'm going to deliberately go under on this one.
Okay.
I think it's a Churchill, specifically for the Churchill. See, okay, that throws me off again, though, because they normally cost more. Okay, $9. Straight nine.
You're within the MSRP range.
Yes, finally. I ended August on a win.
So the MSRP range is anywhere from 9 to 11.
I'll take
1150.
It. Yes.
So, and for a Churchill, that's really good. And for the top, one of the top 25 cigars of 2019, yeah, I'll take that as well too.
I was on the fringe, but I scooted in.
Yeah.
All right. I meddled. I'll take it.
So yeah, that is our last cigar that for August is for AJ. That is the Enclave Broadleaf Churchill.
There it is.
There you go.
Well, well done, Jack. As always, rounding out August with an excellent cigar. As always, looking forward to September and Southern Draw. I'm excited about that. That's news to me, and I'm already excited because they have some of my favorite sticks for sure. Well, but ladies and gentlemen, that is the Reformatory Cigar of the Week, and you know what to do, my friends. Go and smoke to the glory of God. All right, Jack. So today we got a fun topic today. We're talking about hobbies. We're talking about finding enjoyment in hobbies and how that enjoyment should transfer or translate, if you will, also into good fellowship within the local church. And now I really like this topic. This is all curtains down.
right? Look behind the curtain. This was a topic that my wife Lauren wanted us to talk about, because we were talking about like reformatory topics and things like that. And also in my head, I've been thinking like, man, it's been a heavy, you know, week, just with, you know, just me personally in life. Everywhere you look on social media, things are heavy. So it's, I wanted something fun and lighthearted, and I think this is a great topic. And I want to throw it to you first, Jack, and I want to chat about some of the hobbies that we have. Now, I know maybe with you it's the same with me, but like my hobbies have changed over the years depending on like my context and age and maybe, you know, like financial availability, right? But I want to know from you first, what are some hobbies that you get into? What are some things that you enjoy? Just you as Jack Barry, what are some things Jack Barry enjoys doing?
I think, obviously one of them would just be obviously indulging in some cigars.
That's right.
I think that's usually the go-to. I feel like that's out of the many hobbies that I used to have. I feel like that's the one consistent one that I have now. And then on top of that, we can talk about it a little bit more, but it's been a way in which you kind of can develop more and kind of bringing guards down a little bit in discussions, especially when you're like talking about life or trying to wade into the waters of talking about the gospel.
Yeah.
With somebody. So
it is an interesting thing to observe how, especially in like cigar lounges and things like that, how much more willing, especially guys, are to talk about things that if you were in a different environment, they would not give you the time of day.
Yeah.
Like religion and politics, the two most like taboo things that you're not supposed to talk about in society are talked about openly and freely in cigar lounges. And Jack, I'll be honest, the vast majority of the conversations that I have with individuals, even if there's stark disagreement, they go really well.
Yeah. Like, surprisingly, they do.
It's one of the only environments that I found, other than obviously the local church, that I can have deep conversations like that and it not blow up.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had some really interesting, conversations. I haven't gotten too much into, like, I feel like every single time when I'm out in public, I feel like the Council of Nicaea is going to be brought up. I feel like that's just always on my bingo card somehow, some way.
Because, you know, that's where they decided on the books of the Bible, right, Jack?
Oh, my gosh, dude. It's just the History Channel has ruined us, dude. It's
the
like
History Channel. There's more truth in Ancient Aliens than
oh, my gosh. I don't know about that either. There's some very interesting conversations that have come out of that. Probably like the funnest moment I've had of recent times was probably when the Browns just got Baker Mayfield and they drafted him, and it was Monday Night Football and they were playing in Cleveland and they had the Color Rush uniforms on.
Oh yeah.
Which were just like all like this very dark brown and then these like really bright orange highlights. Mm-hmm. And their quarterback at the time, Tyrod Taylor, just went down. Mm. And Baker Mayfield came in and just electrified. Like, literally, like, I have never been that emotionally, like, high as a Browns fan in a while. And it was just, and I was at a cigar lounge. Right. And, like everybody was, like, I was really hyped. I did not want to lose to the friggin' Jets, for crying out loud.
Right.
So yeah, there was just a ton of plays in that game that were really kind of memorable because like you're in that with people that are indulging in that hobby with you.
Right.
So there's like stuff like that I go back to.
We actually had a question by one of our listeners wanting to know how did we first get into cigars and pipes and things like that. Because everyone has a story. Yeah. Like everyone has that moment or that thing that sparked the interest that it never went away. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I originally started out in a really bad place smoking Swisher Sweets.
I mean, sure. We all have a like, dark past when it comes to tobacco.
So I mean, like at 18, like I would smoke Swisher Sweets, you know.
Yeah.
And then in college I progressed to like the Padron 1000 series.
Wow.
And that's where I feel like that's where I started to develop something.
Right.
As far as some sort of small weak palate. And I feel like the better palate I had was actually when I moved back to Tacoma in 2017, late 2016. Mm-hmm. And when I was like right near a cigar lounge and I could just go there basically every day or every other day.
Right.
Because I wasn't married at the time. Yeah. And just really start developing my palate. And that's where I feel like I started to kind of like earn my spurs as far as like, okay, that's definitely good.
Yeah.
That definitely tastes like crud.
Yeah.
And there's not too many cruddy cigars. It's more along the lines of like a lot of people just don't know how to blend cigars well. Some companies just don't know how to blend, and that's what makes them taste bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people just throw, you know, tobacco into a cigar and say, poof, there you go. But that really doesn't complement to what you're trying to give the consumer as far as like a good tasting cigar and what you want to happen in it. So
yeah, sure.
I started to get really deep into it in 2017. But I mean, I was kind of like off and on throughout that time.
Well,
but
and we like met, that was only a couple of years before we met, I think. Cause we met in 2018 or 19, something like that.
19. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the conference. Yeah, it was. It was the conference before the COVID conference.
Yeah.
Because we had a conference in like 2020 or something like
that. Yeah, it was 2020. I remember.
So it was the one before that because you and I went to that one together.
Yeah, that was.
I remember getting called out from the stage skipping a session out there because I was smoking cigars.
Travel?
Back with Travel.
Travel? Oh my gosh.
So they're like, yeah, the reformatory. They didn't even bother to show up.
Josh. Like, whatever.
Why you gotta call me out like that?
No, I think I'm trying to remember if it was 2018 or 2019. Because I do remember that conference specifically as well too.
Yeah.
And then yeah, that I think you know, for a while, I think sometimes your hobbies can change really.
Yeah, for sure.
And just how you mature as a believer. Because at one point I really wanted to go to like a lot of conferences and stuff like that. And I think just like that was a hobby, but then I think it morphed into more of like, I think part of it was certain missing pieces in my local church at the time. And that really kind of went away when my wife and I joined our recent church.
Sure.
That we've been a part of since 2021, I think.
Right.
So I think it's just, those things can change. Your hobbies can change over time. I think the biggest thing too sometimes is just enjoying just the outdoors, like with like going on like a walk or being outside away from screens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's something that like this last Saturday, my wife was pretty on the, not on the great end of things as far as health stuff goes.
Sure.
And so I just took like my son, strapped him to my chest.
Yep.
Went out for like a 2.25 mile like walk in our neighborhood, then into a park area and then back again.
Yep.
Or we take him, there's a place in Tacoma called Ruston Way or Point Ruston. Mm-hmm. It's really scenic, really nice. It's like right on the north end of Tacoma near Point Defiance Park, kind of in that area. You can see Mount Rainier. You can see a whole bunch of like scenic views of like not only the Olympic Mountains, but the Cascades as well.
Yeah, there you
go. I think that's been more of like a good hobby as well, too, of just like going there. So more of it is like very, I mean, that, and then I try to get some sort of collectible.
Oh, so okay.
Lately, so it has been in the past. It was Pop Funkos were
the
my
Funkos,
jam.
Dude. Yeah, the Funkos were a
Pop Funkos.
We all went through a Funko stage,
dude. I have boxes of them. And they're really great pieces. Like I have a ton. I have like quite a few of them in my office back in Seattle.
Right.
And they're a great conversation starter. And then I kind of like fell off of them because they just started producing so much more.
Well, and they got super expensive. Like the same thing happened to them that they happened to Lego. It's like, oh, adults are starting to get into this. Let's, for no reason other than that, let's charge 200% more.
So, I mean, now I'm trying to figure out if I want to get into like, cause now they're making, dude, Lego is on the up and up.
Oh, sure.
Like Lego is like trying to appeal to more adults with their sets. Right. And they have a pretty good like miniature Millennium Falcon set.
Yeah.
That I might buy. Cause I got a Target gift card and I might buy that.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, those gift cards, man.
But I grew up with that model making mentality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like my dad and I would make, my dad was on an aircraft carrier when he was in the Navy. So he did a lot of working on helicopters arming their rockets and missiles and stuff like that. And so we would make certain military helicopter kits together.
That's cool.
And then I kind of segued off into like just making Lego sets and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think that kind of mentality kind of goes into, you know, kind of what I want to do again.
But yeah, it's, absolutely.
We'll see. But
yeah. Yeah. I think for me, I mean, yeah, my hobbies have definitely changed over the years. I think pipes and cigars have been there for quite a while. Like I remember that spark being lit when I was 12 years old watching Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And Gandalf lights up his long wizard pipe. And I just remember thinking like, that looks so cool. Like I wanted to do that. That looks awesome. Right. And then, you know, 10 years later, you know, I bought my first pipe and I got some pipe tobacco, had no clue how to smoke it at all. But it was a really enjoyable experience. And I found that not only is it personally enjoyable, but I also have found that it has yielded to many great times of fellowship, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be those cigar lounge conversations that we're talking about, or I would say even more real, more important, more authentic relationships within the local church, right? Yep. And, you know, you get times where you can sit around and share that time with somebody. That's some very unique time that isn't taken up by other things right now. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with, you know, if you're into, you know, playing video games, you know, I have some video games that I enjoy playing when I have time. I enjoy doing that more with other people. I just find it more enjoyable. Right. I'm enjoying getting back into music. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I've been getting back into music and putting out songs and things like that, which I actually, shameless plug, end of this month, August 30th, a new single is dropping on Spotify and Apple. Just search Josh Loftus and it'll be there. It's called When At Last I See Clearly. It's a song that I wrote for my grandma when she passed into the arms of Jesus. So I'm really looking forward to that dropping. But even in music, it's a very personal thing and it's something that I really enjoy. But I'm finding ways now to actually incorporate other people from church, and that I'm wanting to start writing some songs for church. And there's some very talented musicians and vocalists in our church that I want to be a part of that, right? Just because it's going to make it so much better, right? So hobbies don't necessarily always have to include other people. There are very personal hobbies that it's just fun to do, right? Because it's something you enjoy doing. But I think the Lord gives us interests. He gives everyone different interests and everyone in some cases the same interests. And what I have found is that it's so enjoyable when you can engage in something that you already love doing, when you can do that thing with someone in your local church, it just makes it better. It really does. And if I can, you know, enjoy smoking a pipe or a cigar to the glory of God, or playing, you know, a video game for the glory of God, or making some music to the glory of God, listening to music for the glory of God, right? All of these things, all of these enjoyments that God has given us, he's given us because he loves us, he cares about us, and like a good father, he loves giving his children gifts, right? So he's given us ways to enjoy things. He's given us senses, right? He's given us the ability to taste, to listen, you know, to see, and they're good. They're mm-hmm. good. And when we engage in them with individuals in our local church, they get even better.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that I'm really finding, you know, kind of like what you were saying, Jack. You said something that kind of sparked my mind, that because you and I are the exact same in this, and I don't think we've ever talked about it, but I used to be such a conference head. I wanted to go to every conference. I wanted to get the lanyards. I collected them. Like, I wanted, if there was a conference, I wanted to go, right?
Yeah.
And for a long time, that was just something that I really engaged in. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you enjoy going to conferences, awesome. Like, fantastic. For me personally, and this is just me personally, I found that once I started getting really authentic fellowship and friendships in my local church, that desire kind of dipped a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Now, granted, I think that again, part of that might be that there's just not a lot of good conferences anymore. And I know that sounds, I'm going to get in some big trouble for that, but there's not a lot of conferences out there right now that I'm like, oh, that one. Right. Hashtag RIP Doc and Devo. Like, my favorite parts of conferences would be the fellowship.
Yeah.
It was never actually the sessions. Again, get called out for skipping a session because I'm fellowshipping with somebody outside. It was in jest. It was in jest, but it happened. Like, it's always been for the purpose of meeting people, fellowshipping. I mean, heck, dude, like, we met at a conference, right? Yeah. Again, like, this podcast exists because Jack and I ended up going to the same conference and started chatting.
And Daniel was there, too.
And yes, he was. That's true. He was. Yeah. And that was, gosh, dude, that was a while ago. Yeah, that's crazy to think about. But I think, you know, we as God's people were created for community. We need people around us, as we weren't created to self-isolate. And I think a great way that God has given us to fellowship with one another and be involved in one another's lives is through these hobbies. And at the end of the day, God has given us things to enjoy. And I think that we as God's people need to be diligent about enjoying them. Because I think there's just so much that is out there right now, Jack, that just, it wants to drag you down. It wants to infiltrate your mind. It wants to be everything that you think about and everything that you pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no joy in it.
Yeah.
You know, like, God has given us these gifts to enjoy, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, go so far as, like, you know, Piper and call it, you know, Christian hedonism, because it was clickbait. Let's be honest. It was clickbait because once you heard what he meant, you're like, okay, fine. I guess I agree. It was the OG clickbait.
Yeah.
But his point stands.
Sure.
God has given us good gifts, and we as Christians should be diligent in enjoying those because it brings him glory and it gives us the ability to be around our brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking too, every time, like, football season comes up, like, one of my hobbies is definitely fantasy football.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
That's another one too. I think it's just a yearning. I think hobbies do, in some sense, like, there is kind of like this spiritual disciplines kind of aspect to them, because either you're in silence and solitude in some sort of hobby, or you're in fellowship. I feel like there's kind of like a scale and a spectrum of that.
Right.
And maybe you want silence and solitude. Your hobby gives you that silence and solitude that you're looking for in order to kind of like calm your mind throughout busyness and stuff like that.
Sure.
Or it starts to, you know, spur more fellowship and then more conversations and friendships out of that. And
right.
I think that's a big thing that, not to go off on a side trail here, but I think a lot of younger men today, and even married kind of middle-aged men like myself, I was kind of thinking about this the other day, is just like a need for kind of friendships when stuff goes down. And so, yeah, I think that hobbies provide that kind of landing spot where you can come together and those friendships are starting to get formed. So,
yeah. No, I think so. I think so. I think there's a big push towards self-isolation in our culture. Mm-hmm. I think COVID just made that worse. As much as I hate still talking about COVID, like, I think we're still seeing the effects of it.
Yeah.
Massive push to self-isolate. And I think there's just a spirit of, like, I would say an unhealthy individuality within our culture, to basically like creates the mentality that you are just kind of on your own island and supposed to control everything that comes in and goes out. And there's no amount of real connection that comes from that. And I mean, we know what happens when we do that as Christians. It never ends well. It ends in disaster every single time. And I think we see that, and that yearning that I think everyone has to be part of something. I mean, the answer is obviously Christ. The answer is fellowship with him and his people. And I think hobbies and finding enjoyment in the things that God has given us to do is a great way to kind of break out of that shell and break out of that mentality. Because what I found, Jack, and we've talked about this before, what I found is that those deep relationships that I want, and those deep relationships that I want other people in my local church to have with each other, right? You can't just expect those to form like right out of the gate, right? Yeah. That's just not realistic. That's not how it works, right? But what I have found is you get enough people together sharing enjoyment in a common thing, whether that be cigars, whether that be music, whether that be we're getting together and having some food and chatting, whatever it is, those relationships start to form, because you're automatically in an environment where you're letting your guard down and you're going to let people in a little bit easier, right? And those relationships that I want formed happen naturally when it's flowing out of a desire for true fellowship and not some sort of fake, like, let's all get together and sit in a circle and let's get deep. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and we've all been part of those Bible studies where it's the intent is we're going to be invested in each other's lives. And out of the get go, people are asking you questions that you're like, dude, I don't know you. I don't know you. I am not comfortable having this conversation with you. Did I sign a waiver without knowing something when I get in here? Like, was there an NDA? It just doesn't work. But when we take those things that God has given us that we enjoy and that he's given to us to enjoy, man, those relationships happen a lot quicker. And it's a much more natural way for that fellowship to occur. And I prefer it. I really do. I think it's so much better than trying to artificially conjure something.
Yeah, I think there's ways in which you can kind of skirt into the middle too. I think if you're focused in, like, so for our, usually we have a men's breakfast, like a monthly men's breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's supposed to be just the starting point to the jump off to starting more of those friendships. So it's not like you're just kind of forced into it.
Right.
But there's also like you're gathering around, like we're eating breakfast together. Mm-hmm. You're kind of starting those conversations. Mm-hmm. And then usually we start going into either like a bigger topic or something along those lines. I know we were discussing the seven deadly sins in our last kind of iteration of Men's Breakfasts before we took a pause on that.
Sure.
So I'm wondering what we're going to start talking about. We do have, this is fun though. Like next in a couple weeks, we're going all going to a Rainiers game. So about 45 ish guys and their kids are all going to go to a Rainiers game and hang out. So there's stuff like that, that I think is worth it too.
Oh yeah.
You can balance out the, okay, we're here to have breakfast and kind of dive in to the scriptures and kind of be a little bit more intentional, but not like crazy deep,
right?
Like you're talking about.
Right.
But then there's also those, the more informal kind of fellowship times that I think that you can balance out too. Yeah, but
absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, hobbies are, I mean, I think everybody does. I think people do need hobbies. And I think that, especially too, if you're married, sometimes your spouse could have a hobby and you don't. And you could start getting jealous of them because they have a hobby they enjoy and you don't have anything.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that where one of my pastors told me about that. Like he really likes basketball and he would want to play basketball if he had time to when he was, I mean, when he was, just, they just got married, him and his wife just got married. They didn't have any kids. So, and he's like, hey, you can have hobbies too. Like you don't need to get mad at me every time I go and play basketball. You can have hobbies too.
Yeah.
And they could be a good way as well to like either, I think they can be sometimes vehicle, like I said, sometimes vehicles of spiritual discipline or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But I think mostly you're doing them because you find enjoyment out of something that was created. You're trying to find joy in that or fellowship. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to hear more about how Jack and I balance hobbies with married life, well, you're going to head over to the potluck.
Yeah, that. Seriously.
You're going to have to head over to the Patreon and hear us chat about that. But
man.
Listeners, even if you choose not to do that, let us know in the comments. What are some of your hobbies? What are some ways that you found those hobbies have kind of helped maybe some fellowship in the local church? I love hearing kind of what other people are into in terms of like, doing things that they enjoy. Right. I want to know. Throw them in the comments and maybe who knows, as I got to make sure my wife doesn't hear this. Maybe I'll find something else I like. Like I need another hobby. But, you never know. We like to explore. We like to explore. But Jack, my friend, why don't you get us out of here?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you appreciate Josh and I and trying to cultivate you to find other people in your local church in order to enjoy a hobby with. Or maybe you have a question or a comment or maybe an episode idea for us here at the Reformatory. You can find us on the sociables. Yes. All at the tech at Reformatory Pod. And you can find us on the Facebook, Metaverse. You can find us on the Instagram. Goes well with chocolate and marshmallow. Or you could find us on the always interesting sociable, formerly known as Twitter, X. Like I said, all at the tag at Reformatory Pod. You can drop us a direct message, a comment, a like, tag us in posts, ask questions, give us some episode ideas, anything along those lines.
That's right.
As well, Josh, you can tell the people how they might see our mugs and support us in other ways.
That's right. See our mugs. you can head on over to YouTube if you want to see this podcast as well as listen to it. Head on over to YouTube, Reformatory Podcast on there. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the little bell for notifications, as the kids say. We'd greatly appreciate it. You can rate this podcast and review this podcast on Apple and Spotify. We ask that you do. Give us some 5 stars for 5 solas because Reformation Month's coming up. Might as well start priming the pumps now. All right. And help the podcast get out to more people, and more people will be encouraged to make the local church central and to maybe find some hobbies. That'd be pretty cool. Last but not least, you can head on over to the Patreon. We call it the Podluck, and it's exclusive content. You get multiple bonus episodes every week. You get access to the Reformatory chat. You get first look at any new projects. Like, so here's the thing, that song that I'm releasing, right, on the 29th or on the 30th. Mm-hmm. The patrons already heard it. They've already heard it. They've already seen it. They've already heard it. They've already been talking about it. It's already been there. That could have been you. It still could be you if you subscribe to the Reformatory Patreon. $5 a month, way less than a pumpkin spice latte. Like, sacrifice one pumpkin spice latte a month, you could become a Patreon supporter. And our pledge to you if you do that is that your name shall be hallowed.
Hallowed, sir. Hallowed.
Hallowed through the halls of the podcast. That is our pledge to you. We thank you all for listening, and we will catch you on the next step of the Reformatory.